USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Very soon, we keep going like we're going, sooner than we thought, it's going to be Keep America Great. That'll be for the second 4 years.
President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
Now, as for the caravan of approximately 2,000 people from Honduras heading to the U.S.-Mexico border, the president says he will use the military and shut down the border before things get out of control.
The Democrats want caravans. They like the caravans. A lot of people say, I wonder who started that caravan.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In Texas, people dealing with flooding, and in Florida, the cleanup continues in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Wendy King now with the latest on both areas.
Governor Greg Abbott says he expanded a state disaster declaration from 18 to 54 counties.
This weekend, rain will be focused over South Texas, and then early to mid next week, another more organized round of rain is expected to move through the state with heavy rain potential as well as a few strong storms.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 35, and most of those deaths are in Florida. The worst of the storm hit in Panama City, and the two major hospitals there are still not admitting patients. Only ER services are available at either facility. Deputies in Bay County have arrested at least 10 people suspected of looting in the area. In Callaway, Erin Guthrie had her baby's things taken, and Victoria Smith said someone took her purse from her hands while she was sleeping.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it. Lots and lots of lottery money up for grabs. No one hits the Powerball Saturday night, so the jackpot grows to $620 million Wednesday night. Tuesday night, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion. Where there is a clear sky this weekend, many Americans will be able to witness a meteor shower. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the story.
Dan Pitanowski of the AccuWeather Global Weather Center tells us about this weekend's meteor shower.
The Earth's orbit is actually passing through debris left behind from the trail of Halley's Comet over the weekend. And as the Earth takes that orbit through the debris, some of that will fall through the atmosphere as meteors. And of course, as those burn up through the Earth's atmosphere, we get quite a light show. The peak of the meteor shower will be Sunday night into early Monday morning across the United States.
The tiniest planet in the solar system about to get a visit from Earth. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The unmanned spacecraft BepiColombo, a joint venture between the European and Japanese space agencies, has a 4.8 million mile journey to Mercury ahead of it. It'll take 7 years to reach the planet closest to the sun. Flight director Andre Agamazo.
In the first hours, the spacecraft has to become autonomous. It means that it has to deploy its solar panels, get energy from the sun, and live on its own without the batteries. Then we take over control, and we slowly configure it for the very long cruise phase that we need to reach Mercury.
The spacecraft is to arrive at Mercury in December of 2025. It'll place two probes in orbit around the smallest planet.
For USA Radio.